Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. Well, DTE Energy yesterday announcing that it's retiring its Harbor Beach coal-fired power plant. It's way up in the thumb. But is this now a trend that other Michigan utilities will follow? And just how much of a role do clean air advocacy groups play in these developments? To find out, I'm joined by Nick Schreck, the executive director of the Great Lakes Environmental Law Center in Detroit. Nick, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Thanks for having me.
So as technology develops and clean and renewable energy become a viable option, how much of these types of transitions from coal-burning plants is driven by the clean air movement rather than the utilities simply choosing to move to technology that is economically viable?
It's a mix, and it's definitely these are economic decisions that are made by the utilities, although regulations from federal government on down to state regulations do play a part. So for this particular plant in Harbor Beach, there was sort of a perfect storm of events leading to its closure. Number one, it's an older, inefficient plant, so it's not as cost effective to just run in general. Number two, there was used to be an issue in the thumb with transmission lines getting power to customers, but now those transmission lines have been updated, so there's really not a need necessarily for this particular plant. And number three, it is older. It doesn't have the types of pollution control technologies installed that would make it cost-effective to run once these new clean air regulations come on board.
Well, let me ask you, when you retire a coal-burning plant, how much of an infrastructure would you need to replace it with renewable energy sources and maybe even natural gas? Wouldn't it take quite a lot?
Right. Well, it's all about the amount of megawatts. They call that the nameplate capacity for a particular facility. So if you have a 200-megawatt coal plant, you're going to need to replace that with 200 megawatts of wind, solar, natural gas, geothermal, that type of thing. And then what's interesting is that power does move around a grid. And in Michigan, we're part of what's called MISO, the Midwest grid, which they can actually move power around the entire region, which actually includes the province of Ontario.
Well, let me ask you this. You take a wind farm. Right. How much power does a single wind farm produce as compared to a coal-burning plant?
Well, so for instance, in the thumb, there's actually two wind farms that are coming online, one from DTE and one from consumers that they own and operate. And both of those plants will actually generate more electricity than this Harbor Beach plant that they're shutting down. It all depends on how many turbines you have and, you know, the capacity of each individual wind turbine, how much they generate. But there are wind farms that generate more electricity than a smaller coal plant.
Now, we have this current goal in the state of 10% renewable sources for Michigan's utilities by 2015. How close are we to that goal, and how efficiently are we moving there?
Well, the two biggest utilities in the state, Consumers and Detroit Edison, both say that they're on track to meet that 10% target by 2015. Right now, I believe they're around 3 or 4% renewable energy in their portfolios, but they have big wind farms that are just now being built and that will be coming online before 2015. And they're confident that they will meet that 10% target advance of 2015.
And when you talk about renewable energy, there are all kinds of sources, but in Michigan, is wind going to be the primary source?
Yes. And in fact, looking at the modeling, we could generate enough electricity by wind to meet our kind of current and future projected energy needs. It's just a question of, you know, making sure we site them in the right location so that you don't have conflicts with property owners and, you know, recreation, that kind of thing. But wind is the primary tool. What's interesting, though, is we are seeing the cost of solar go down dramatically. And so large-scale solar operations, think a very large industrial facility or a large shopping mall, putting solar panels on the roofs of those types of facilities, they're now cost-effective, and we'll see more and more of those coming online.
So let's say 10% is going to be renewable. How much of a role is natural gas going to be playing in our power production by 2015?
Yeah, it's interesting. Right now in Michigan, natural gas is a much smaller percentage of our generation than coal. But natural gas is increasing. The cost of natural gas has come down dramatically in the last couple of years, and you're seeing more and more what they call peaking plants, which those are the kind of electric plants that turn online on the hot summer days when you need more electricity. More and more of those are turning into natural gas plants rather than coal plants, and it's all about the cost. The cost of natural gas has dropped, so they're now transitioning to that source.
And environmentally, then, how much better of an alternative is natural gas to coal?
Yeah, I consider natural gas a bridge fuel that will get us from coal, then we go to natural gas, and then we go to renewables. And the reason is it is better. It's cleaner. You have less harmful emissions, less toxic emissions, things like mercury that we're really concerned about here in Michigan with the Great Lakes, less mercury and that type of thing that comes from using natural gas to generate electricity.
I see. But even at 25% in 2025, which is a proposal now, that means, what, 70-75% of our energy will still rely on coal. That's still a huge leap to get to a point where we can actually go to fully renewable energy sources.
It's coal, but there's also, don't forget nuclear. That's thrown in there as well. We do have several nuclear plants in the state. And then you have things like geothermal and also biogas. We're seeing more and more electric generating facilities going into landfills, and they're capturing methane and using that to generate electricity. So it's going to continue to be a mix, but you're right that coal will still be a major part of our portfolio here in Michigan. Even assuming this 25 by 25 initiative were to pass and were to be implemented, you still would have a large percentage of our electricity being generated
about,
by coal.
About 45 seconds left. Our two big utilities, DTE Energy and Consumers Energy, are they working as hard as they can to use as much renewable energy as possible?
They could work harder. They've had plans for new coal plants that they've scuttled recently in favor of renewables, because the fact is renewables are cheaper. They're getting cheaper every day. The Michigan Public Service Commission has now found that the cost of a new coal plant is twice that per kilowatt hour as the cost of a new wind farm. So we're seeing more and more investments going towards renewables because of the economics. And so Consumers and DTE could certainly do more, but they are going that way. They have to.
Nick Schreck, Executive Director of the Great Lakes Environmental Law Center. Nick, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Sarah Palin coming to Michigan tomorrow. What is she going to be talking about? Well, we'll try to figure that out next. Michael Cohen, this is 1320 WILS.